Welcome to Ask Say the podcast. This is Say Tioko speaking, and you are now listening to episode 6. Today, we are going to tackle a question that I've been asked a lot recently, and it is, what do you look for in a partner? I am 100% sure that the 18-year-old Say Tioko would have a totally different answer than the 29-year-old that I am right now. First things first, 18-year-old Say would go for the looks right away. What we see on the outside, this could probably be someone tall, dark, and handsome. Someone with a good sense of humor, someone kind, and someone neat. Those would totally be my answers if I were to respond to this question back when I was younger. But I am now 29, and I've gone through shit. I've gone through difficult relationships, and I've learned so much. And the reason why I wanted to make an entire podcast episode about this is to guide younger women and men. It will always be an honor to be called a big sister or a cool tita on the internet. And I see your messages, you guys, although I don't get to reply to each and every one of them. Please know that I do see them. And I am so grateful to have this avenue to share wisdom and learnings from every single thing that I've gone through so that you'd have a blueprint just in case it ever happens to you. Let's begin. A person who is kind. One of my favorite quotes from the movie About Time is from Tim's father. He said, "I'd only give one piece of advice to anyone marrying. We're all quite similar in the end. We all get old and tell the same tales too many times. But try and marry someone kind. And this is a kind man with a good heart." I super love the movie About Time. If you've seen it, grabe, it just makes me cry my eyes out every single time, and I love it so much. I am not entirely sure if nasa Netflix pa siya, but if you get the chance, please do watch that movie. Again, it's called About Time. That statement from Tim's father stuck to me since then. A man who is kind, or a woman who is kind. It doesn't take a genius to exactly know who the kind ones are. Kindness exudes in a way people treat everyone. How do they speak to people? How do they treat waiters, janitors, security guards? How do they speak to the LGBTQ community? How do they treat people who can't do anything for them? And that is always going to be the number one indication for me if I see a relationship going steady. Second is how they treat animals. I have the biggest heart for animals, and I instantly hate people who hurt them. If you can hurt an animal, what more people? Again, you can see so very clearly what a person is just by the way they treat people and animals. A person who is empathetic. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. I've been in an abusive relationship with a narcissist, and narc abusers are notorious for their lack of empathy. It's like they don't feel. They don't care if you cry in front of them. They don't care if what they say to you will hurt you. They just don't give a flying fuck. Would you want to be in a relationship with someone like that? I can't. Empathy is a basic human trait, and it is a non-negotiable for me. A person who lets you be you. I am a modern-day non-conservative Filipina, and I remember someone asking me out via Instagram one time, and he was very persistent. And one of my advocacies, if you don't already know, is sex education. The moment I put up sex toys in my Instagram stories, this person sent me a message saying, "Hi, nako. Good riddance. I don't like being put in a tiny, tiny box of things I should only be." A lot of people have that for other people. Oh, they should be curvy. They should be meek. They should be mahinhin. They should be conservative. They should be hairless, slender, fair, this and that. I hate that. And I refuse to be kept in a box like that. I have wings, and they are meant to spread and fly. And if a relationship is going to clip my wings and keep me in a cage, then I don't want it. Neither should you. I came across an acquaintance one time. She came to me with a problem. She wanted me to help her. You see, she's the kind of woman who's been, I'd say, kept in the dark. And since she was young, she's been with this much older guy. She came to me and she said, "Oh, he wants me to have bigger boobs like the girls he watches on porn. He wants me to have a smaller waist. He wants me to have this and that. What should I do?" I got all fired up. I felt so much anger for her. The nerve of this pathetic son of a bitch to tell a woman how she has to look like for him. And taking notes from fucking porn? You've gotta be kidding me. This is the reason why I hate seeing women in relationships where they are controlled, like they're robots that have to have limited movement. Ay, bawal akong mag-shorts. Ay, bawal akong mag-skirt, sabi ng boyfriend ko. Ay, bawal akong mag-ganito. Bawal akong mag-ganyan. Blah, blah, blah. Women are not dolls you can play with. No, this irks me a lot. And as a person, I don't like anybody controlling me and telling me what I should or should not do or what I can and cannot do. It's not the way this should work. I straight out told her, "Don't listen to him. Ang kapal ng mukha niya. You are beautiful the way you are, and don't you listen to him." Some people think they are so entitled to such things. Did it ever occur to them what they're offering? I remember showing so much care when the narc abuser I was in a relationship with was so worried that his hair was thinning. Nakakalbo na daw siya. Being the natural nurturer that I am, when I shopped for my stuff, I also shopped for him. I'd buy him shampoos and conditioners and treatments that fit his needs. Because I'm just like that. I take care of people and listen. What did I get from him? I think I put on a few pounds one time and he was so eager to point that out. He was like, "When I first met you, your waist was this small. What happened?" The fucking nerve. If I were an awful person, I would have said so many things about him and his body. If only I were. Don't settle for a relationship like this, you guys. You don't need assholes like this in life. You don't give access to your beautiful body to people like that. You just don't. They don't deserve the access. A person who is consistent. Everyone has their best foot forward in the beginning of relationships. That's no lie. Everyone knows it. Best foot forward. No harm in that. But now I see why the dating stage should drag on a little bit longer. Because you truly, truly get to see a person's intention and consistency. A lot of people, once they get what they want, they just stop hustling. Things they used to show or do in the beginning magically dissipate. I've experienced this. It was a small hiccup on my part because, of course, in my gut, I knew too much intensity in the beginning is bad news. Consistency is one of the major pillars of my life. I know consistency. I've lived and breathed consistency since I was young. Just like in many other things, this is important in relationships. You get to figure out their intention with the way they act or the way they treat you. Yes, it is easy to make you feel like a queen or a king, especially during the ligaw stage. That's easy. That's no challenge. The real challenge is if you can stay consistent down the line. If you leave the honeymoon stage and can still show the same stuff you've shown in the beginning, then that's a good sign. That just shows and says so much about one's intention. Because they didn't have to pretend. They've been themselves all along. A person who can fill my love language cup. There are 5 different love languages. Words of affirmation, quality time, physical touch, receiving gifts, and acts of service. This is very important because if you don't know each other's love language, then there may arise some problems down the road. For example, my love language is physical touch, but my partner doesn't like cuddling or randomly kissing me or touching me throughout the day or having frequent sex. And eventually, my love cup tank will run dry and I would feel neglected. Even if he, say for example, cleans the house, does the dishes, which are considered acts of service, my love tank still wouldn't be filled because it's simply not my primary love language. And with that said, this is why long-distance relationships aren't for me. And I haven't had a long-distance relationship that survived because of this. I just can't. And being an extremely emotional person, I feel everything. And when my tank is low or dry, it manifests. It shows. And I can't stay silent and settle for something that isn't working. A person who is driven and motivated. I can't stand lazy people. I thrive in an environment where people push each other to do better and be better. I cannot stand slackers. And this involves all aspects of life. Mental, physical, emotional, psychological. I have been a crutch to so many people for so many times. And it gets so fucking tiring having to pull the weight of two. It's not a life you should be allowing. Imagine all the great things you can achieve with like-minded individuals. People who crush it and hustle hard. In the end, all that lovey-dovey shit dies eventually, or would somehow disappear for a while. But the motivation and the drive that that other person can influence on you will still have the biggest impact. You need to be with quality company. A person whose goals are aligned with mine. This has to be made clear in the beginning. Do you just want sex? Do you just want to pass time? Do you just want to play around or fuck around? Do you believe in marriage? Do you want kids? If you are not asking the right questions, then you are wasting your time holding space for someone who is not aligned with you. Alignment is important. I know a lot of people go blindly into relationships, pouring everything they've got. I know because I've been there. Not knowing that who they're in a relationship with just wants to fuck around. Imagine the wasted effort, the wasted emotions, and most of all, the wasted time. You could have met someone you are aligned with, but instead, you are blocking that space with someone who isn't in it for the long haul. Imagine that. Of all the things I hate wasted time the most. The only consolation I get from wasted time is knowing better and doing better. Because of a shitty experience, now you know better. You now have new information from your own experience that will most definitely allow you to make better decisions the next time. That's the only consolation. A person who is consciously healing himself or herself. It is no secret that every person on this planet, including those on the International Space Station, all of us have different kinds of trauma. Only when I've concluded the chapter in my life where I was in an abusive relationship did my eyes open up to so many facts. The fact that all of us have unhealed trauma, different intensities, different extents. Now, when two unhealed people come together in a relationship, this can pose so many problems down the road. Again, unhealed meaning you have trauma on the back burner that anytime can be triggered. We are all like active volcanoes. It just takes a little trigger to open up that drawer that is buried deep down in the back of our minds. And that's how some problems arise. Now, if you consciously make a decision to come to terms with your own trauma and acknowledge them and send yourself to a path of healing, then you are taking a step towards becoming a better person. This is so essential. You might not even be aware that you have trauma. Then suddenly something happens and then boom, there it is. That's what happened to me. I've only come to terms with my own trauma during my late 20s. And here I am now telling you that the path to healing isn't easy, but it is necessary. Be with someone only if you are ready. Healing can take a lot out of you. It requires intense mental and emotional strength. It gets very hard. And the last thing you want is another thing weighing down on you. You don't want that. Unless your partner is there to make things lighter and somehow help you lift off some weight. This goes hand in hand. You help each other. If you can't, you're just adding extra weight to an already heavy burden. Don't do that to other people. If you can't help, then at least don't hurt. And the last one, a person who is able to communicate. Like I said earlier, I hate wasted time. If you can't be mature enough to tackle problems with me head on, then it's all pointless. The mind games, the tests, these are all a waste of time. I think as we age, we are given an opportunity to become better communicators, at least from my experience. When you hone this skill, you can go places. Communication is so important. Honest communication is. It's an old saying that we cannot expect people to read our minds. We have to let them know. Only by doing this can we improve relationships with anyone. I have given the top things I look for in a partner. Now, I don't necessarily know what this person looks like, but all these traits will trump whatever physical attribute you are looking for. These are the important things. I've really enjoyed sharing this episode with you guys today, and I hope you enjoyed listening. Please do let me know what you think by posting on social media and tagging me with the hashtag AskSayThePodcast. Thank you so much for listening.